G-17, Fort McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. As dawn began to break outside, a light more total and all-consuming than anything Earth's sun could provide lit up the living room of a certain home in Birchwood, Colorado, to herald the return of Emma and Clark. Those already present, Henry McCarthy and Walter Byrd, but not yet ICA Chairman William Godfrey, who was still asleep next door, or Piper McCarthy, who was likewise sleeping in her bedroom, were surprised to see them arrive like this with Leisha rather than more conventionally in the car Emma had left in. Just as surprising, and perhaps even more so, was the presence at their side of a third individual.
"Chip?"
Henry said, taking the single word question from Mr. Byrd's lips.
"Hey," Chip said, his voice low and his expression sullen. Neither Mr. Byrd nor Henry voiced the next obvious question to expand on how and why Chip had become embroiled in the situation, but the explanation was nevertheless forthcoming. It came from Emma rather than Chip, which wasn't greatly surprising to the listening duo who already knew both well enough to know Emma was always going to retain a cooler and more analytical head in challenging times such as these. The revelation that Chip had been visited by an intruder but had managed to detain him, where Phil had sadly failed, did bring an explicit question which arrived simultaneously from both Henry and Mr. Byrd.
"Where is he?"
With everyone speaking out loud, given that they had nothing to hide from Chip, Clark cleared his throat.
"He's been dealt with."
"For good?"
Henry asked. Clark nodded.
"Leisha took care of it."
Given that Clark had been the one to answer so quickly, Henry was surprised, and very pleasantly so, to learn that his son hadn't, in fact, had to do the deed.
"But did we find anything out?" Mr. Byrd chimed in. "Leisha, tell me you didn't just kill him without ask."
"He found everything out," Emma interrupted. "Leisha used his power to get in that guy's head, and he managed to track down the guy who killed Phil. Both of them have been dealt with, but Leisha got all kinds of information, and he's going to share it all with me now. I want to write it all down while it's fresh in his head, because he was listening in for the mental interrogation for a few minutes. This isn't just going to be a few words. He has the address and everything."
"Can't we all just hear it?" Clark asked.
The one word he had heard from Leisha so far in relation to the intruders was one that troublingly linked them to a certain alien hostile media empire. Blitz. But Emma had pleaded with him and Chip not to tell this to the others, in case there was an illuminating or explanatory context that would suggest Leisha might have considered things based upon some potentially incorrect assumptions about human corporations and power structures he couldn't reasonably be expected to fully understand. There was no sense in telling the others something alarming that might then be retracted minutes later, she said. And once they'd heard the reasoning, the two men took this on board without argument and promised prior to their flash-based departure from Denver that they wouldn't bring it up.
"I really want to get it all straight, in order, without any interruptions," Emma said. "It won't take long."
"Wait, where's Phil's body?"
Henry suddenly asked, straight to the point.
"It's not with those assholes, is it?"
Clark shook his head.
"It's in a walk-in freezer in his basement," he said, stating this out loud for the first time. As the words came out, he didn't for one second like the way they sounded.
Phil's two old friends, who were just now learning of this, reacted more or less as he would have expected, with troubled unease, but no suggestion of a better option. Placing Phil in the freezer brought the words, "like a piece of meat," to Clark's mind every time he thought about it, but it really had been the best move available. Nothing else had made more sense, or even close to as much from where he was standing, and Emma, who rarely missed a good idea, had agreed wholeheartedly. It would have been all too easy for someone to judge them as disrespectful for dealing with the corpse like this, but no one else had been there in the heat of the moment when it all played out, and neither were beating themselves up for the decision. They were, quite simply, wishing there had been a better one to make.
"And we think we found his big prepper stash," Emma said, changing the subject away from one that made her more uncomfortable than she could easily handle. "It's like a false wall, and it needs a key we don't have."
Immediately, Henry turned to Leisha with an expectant look in his eye.
That's going to be worth seeing. Leisha, can't you just teleport one of us to the other side of the false wall? That would be the easy way in.
Under the watchful eyes of everyone in the room, Leisha slowly shook his head.
The presence of such a locking mechanism makes his desire to secure the contents plain to see, the alien said,
heard by all but the still patchless Chip.
I cannot disregard that.
Henry sighed, although he couldn't really argue with that.
But Phil has left a means of entry with Chip,
Leisha continued, having paused to read this from the unsuspecting lawyer's mind. Upon hearing this, all of the eyes previously focused on Leisha understandably turned towards Chip. Since he didn't hear it, their sudden attention took him by surprise.
Yeah, why don't you guys check out the briefcase while I'm in my office with Leisha?
Emma suggested, encouraging the alien to walk with her.
And keep listening out for Piper in case she wakes, but she seems really settled and I won't be long.
With Emma's mention of his briefcase, Chip's head momentarily tipped back in realization as to why everyone had been looking at him. Leisha had clearly mentioned it. He readily raised his briefcase onto the kitchen table, having no qualms about sharing its contents, and indeed, having asked Leisha to wait a minute before transporting him to Birchwood along with Emma and Clark, precisely so he could bring it along and show what was inside to the very eyes it was all intended for.
Wait, Clark called as Emma and Leisha set off. Leisha, bring Godfrey through. I want him where one of us can see him. I definitely don't want him alone next door when he wakes up, and I don't think it's a problem for him to know any of this. With everything he knows already, he's in pretty deep, and I think he could be useful with this Phil stuff. He's a sneaky bastard, but he doesn't want any dramas in the world right now either. On this, he's our sneaky bastard.
Emma nodded quickly, surprising some of the others with her enthusiastic agreement.
Shit, yeah, he shouldn't be on his own, she said,
quickly revealing that this was the source of her desire for Leisha to collect him rather than any active wish for his involvement or presence.
And Clark's right, him knowing any of this isn't a threat to anyone or anything, and he could even have some good ideas.
As Leisha disappeared in a sudden flash and returned rapidly with a disoriented and half-asleep William Godfrey, Emma called the alien towards her once more and stepped into her office. Glancing over her shoulder, she called to Godfrey.
Clark will fill you in on everything.
Emma, glad to see that the rest of the men were keen enough to occupy their minds with the contents of Chip's briefcase, allowing her to conduct what she considered the far more important work of narrowing in on precisely what Leisha had learned from the minds of the two ruthless intruders, Emma tightly closed the door.
From the top?
Leisha asked. She nodded.
Just give me a second to get my computer on so I can start typing. And don't tell me everything too fast, just one thing at a time. I type fast so we won't have to worry about the pace as long as you're not rattling through it. From the very top, though, for sure. Any detail you got could be the one we need, the one that makes everything else make sense. So don't filter anything out. Names, addresses, whatever. Give me everything.
Of course, the alien said. Emma securely closed her door as the computer booted up, keen to block out the increasingly excited chatter from the kitchen where the men were clearly diving into the Phil-related and perhaps stash-related contents of Chip's briefcase. She saw all of that as less pressing than getting to the bottom of who was responsible for Phil's death and who they were working with. But Emma McCarthy had spent long enough in her old line of work to know that sometimes what everyone saw as a minor distraction could turn out to be the most illuminating of all.